Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Darmalars podcast begins now.
From the halls of mighty Asgard, it's the Darmalars podcast.
What does that mean?
That means that we're broadcasting from beyond the grave.
We died?
We died in a Viking funeral, apparently.
Wow.
It's been a crazy week for us. This is Ben at the Darmalars podcast, and this is Ralph.
I'm Ralph. Ralph's, the guy with this voice.
Yeah, Ralph's got the different voice than me, so keep it right. Like, people have to just keep track of us for the rest of the episode, maybe take notes.
Ralph.
That was Ralph.
No,
all
he
said was Ralph.
You can only say Ben. You can't say my name anymore.
What shall I refer to you as?
No, you only refer to yourself.
Okay. I'll give it a shot for the rest of the episode.
No, don't do that.
So, what's going on, other guy? How was your week?
Tiring. Yeah. I'm actually half asleep right now.
I know, and I need more than that. give me one quarter of sleep, and I can work with that.
We had the big birthday super fun pack on Saturday.
We sure did. I drank some beer.
I'm pretty sure you'll hear us from that party at the end of this podcast.
Did we call ourselves?
We all everybody.
We are all everybody. That beer that you heard that I had made was debuted at the birthday party.
Yeah, it was delicious. Good. It's very good beer.
Ralph said that it didn't make him gag.
Which is a plus, because beer makes me gag.
It was the best review I could ever
possibly. Whiskey.
Yeah.
And apparently vodka tonics, because I had like seven of those.
And did they make you gag?
According to... No.
Well then.
So there you go.
Yeah. I was doing Jaeger bombs, and then I passed out at like 11, and someone stuffed a chocodile in my mouth and left me on the couch.
Well, first of all, it wasn't 11 because you were awake for midnight, which was your actual birthday time.
Oh, good, good.
You passed out. I saw you passed out at like 3 in the morning.
That's not bad.
With an unopened chocodile hanging from your mouth.
That, you know what the irony of it is? The next day, I really wanted that chocodile, and it was all squashed because everyone had stepped on it and sat on it, and I ate it anyway.
Yeah, it tastes the same.
It tasted just like a delicious chocodile. Those are very good. You know, I don't know if people on the East Coast can get those. Because didn't Matt from XE have like a whole article about not being able to find chocodiles?
Yeah, and then he found a big box of them and got them shipped to his house and then realized they were expiring the next day. Oh. So he ate like 36 chocodiles
That's awesome.
In a day.
Becky went down to the Momo's. She was going down for something else. And I said, hey, she was going down for something. It was my birthday after all. And I said, hey, pick me up some chocodiles. She bought every one in the store. She bought 10 chocodiles.
Well, the to my surprise, I was sitting in the back room showing some YouTube videos to people while I was drunk.
That's how we roll.
And Becky walks in and says, Ralph, catch. And a chocodile landed on my lap, which is way better than asking for chocodiles and getting some.
Yeah, yeah. An
it's not expected
chocodile from the sky.
Speaking of unexpected, the best birthday present I got at the party came in about 1 o'clock in the morning. My friend Caesar, who's probably listening right now, walked into the party with a full pastrami sandwich from The Hat.
Oh, that's solid.
The Hat is a place in Southern California that serves the best pastrami.
It's when these motherfuckers give you a pastrami sandwich, you are getting a pastrami sandwich,
yeah.
Son.
And prior to me going to The Hat for the first time, I was not a fan of pastrami, and I know a lot of people who I've converted to pastrami lovers by taking them to The Hat.
You know what? Seth likes The Hat for its chili fries.
Their chili fries are good.
They have good chili fries. That's true. But I think it's not their specialty.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get like your pastrami sandwich, right? And there's like the roll and it's covered in pastrami. But then there's also another pastrami sandwich worth of pastrami all
that
up fall in the
off.
Bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. So I'm going to leave.
If you're in Southern California, stop by The Hat.
Yeah. Check it out. We got some pretty cool Lost-related birthday presents.
Yeah. Let's talk about this, because this is actually a funny story.
We're
watching the Academy Awards, or the Academy of Boards.
Oh.
And
choke on it, Ellen.
And
when will Ellen?
Our friend Dylan walked into the room and tossed me and Ben a Lost action figures.
Those McFarlane Lost toys.
You tossed me a Charlie and tossed Ben a Hurley.
and we were like, oh, that's awesome. Thank you for the present.
This we were very excited, but yeah. As I was looking, like Ben's like, I got Hurley. And then I told him, I got Charlie. And in my head, I'm thinking, I know for a fact right now that Ben really wants his Charlie action figure. And I know for a fact that he knows that I really want that Hurley figure.
Which is funny because, I mean, if you hadn't gotten yours at the same time, I would have been like, sweet, a Lost toy. And I totally want all of them eventually. Yeah. But for that, for the one that I wanted more than the one in my hands to be right next to me.
And it was funny because you started to open up the Hurley, but I saw your eyes kind of like look up towards me like, is this okay that I open this? And I kind of, I knew, we both knew it. We didn't have to say anything, but we knew it. And I said, I'm fine with changing. And so you like just jumped into it, like talked to Dylan. Hey, you wouldn't be butthurt if we switched, would you?
No, I asked him if his feelings would be butthurt. Hey, your feelings wouldn't be butthurt if we swapped these, would you? He was like, no, I don't care.
So sweet. I have a sweet Hurley action figure. It looks great.
And I have a sweet Charlie action figure, which also looks great.
Are you
wearing
the ring?
No.
You should wear that for the episodes.
I should wear it every time we record. Because it comes with the life-size drive shaft ring.
Yeah.
The kind that Charlie wears.
Which I noticed this week for the first time.
For the first time?
Yeah.
That's cool. He has it a lot, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Lost related, and it happened to us this week. So there you go. It's the first time any Lost content has filtered into this section of the show.
Nah, really?
Nah, probably not. I just like to say things.
There's that time I got shot by Anna Lucia. Wait, what?
What?
Speaking
of being shot, I went to jury duty this week.
Did you get shot?
All up and down.
Sweet.
I got shot through with boredom.
I need to look at my jury
More
duty
like
notice.
Bory duty. I guess it doesn't work as good as yours.
Mine doesn't even work as good as mine.
But it did give me an opportunity to listen to Dharma Lars.
How do they sound?
Wow, man.
I heard right before he started recording, I heard you and Ben, Ben and Ryan talking about the Dharma Lars and how you talked about like different Dharma Lars episodes, but you kept referring to him as the Dharma Lars instead of saying us.
Us. Well, you know, when you're really listening funny. To it, it's a different thing than when you're recording it, maybe. I don't know. That is funny. But yeah, I listened to some because like, I had been behind. I haven't heard some of Jimmy's pieces. I haven't heard some of the You All Everybody's. Mm-hmm. So because I didn't have a podcast.
And you don't care.
And I don't care.
But you got an iPod recently.
I got an iPod
one of the
for
reasons.
My birthday, essentially.
Yeah.
So yeah, I totally listened to that. Essentially.
Man, you spent the week at jury duty. I spent the week up in L.A.
Yeah. Do you want to talk? Is that?
I don't know. People, if you visit the block spot, you'll see. But
Ralph was busy, and I manned the phones, and I manned the internets, and it was quite. Today's like this is like opposite week because
this
normally
is very different this week.
Yeah, normally Ralph watches Lost twice, and he takes notes, and he keeps an eye on all of our internet stuff all week. But this week he was in communicado, so
yeah.
I had to kind of try to step up and log on to MySpace for the first time in like a month and a half.
Yeah.
It was there's a lot of people on MySpace. Yeah, my friend Ryan's on there.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys should check that MySpace out. It's pretty cool.
Oh man,
I went to an eye doctor's appointment this week. That's the other thing I did.
Did you go to the one across the street from your house?
No, I wish. I went to this one farther down, like on Chapman in Fullerton.
Are there hot workers there?
No.
Then go to the one across the street from your house.
My insurance is different now, bro.
School. They should cover it.
They gave me the wrong prescription. Like, I walked out of there with glasses that gave me a headache and made everything look smaller.
So you go back and fix it. Any excuse to go back to that place is a great deal.
I live across the street from an optometrical college full of hot jaywalkers.
A school of optometry?
A school of optimists.
And... We went, okay, Steve and I went a few years back, and I guess a year ago, almost to the day. And we walk in, and it's just like crawling with like these hot students.
Yeah.
And there was like two doctors, which according to Stevie were hot, or I guess male.
So there's hotness students, for everyone who got
optometrist
there.
Students, I guess. I think she ended up with a hot chick instead of one of the two hot dudes.
Luck of the draw, Stevie.
Yep.
Better luck next time.
Yep, which should be soon, hopefully. Keep my fingers crossed and my eyes crossed.
Well, that's the bullshit part about it all. I mean, I know we want to keep going, but I went in for this eye appointment because they sent me that postcard, you know, that I had filled out to myself a year ago. Mm-hmm. I went through the whole thing. It took me like 2 hours. And then at the end of it all, when I was picking out frames, they said, oh, by the way, you're not ready for new frames yet. Your insurance is every 2 years. Well, great. See you next year. I'm glad I came in because nothing changed. Nothing happened to me. It was just a waste of my time. So that's irritating.
We'll go across the street. It's less of a waste of time.
Hey, do you want to talk about what movie you have out from Netflix right now?
Nah.
No?
I don't. I've been gone all week. Stevie took over the all the Netflix duties.
Oh, she took both of them?
Yeah. So.
I have Pride and Prejudice.
G-A-Y.
That's all. That's all I have.
That's it?
And Brokeback Mountain.
And
6 Feet Under. That's Becky. She's watching all the 6 Feet Unders.
Dude, don't give one straight movie and say, oh, that's Becky's.
Actually, there's a gay guy in 6 Feet Under.
You.
Yeah. No.
What's going on?
Well, I wasn't going to talk about Brokeback when you had such a negative reaction to Pride and Prejudice.
No, I just felt like...
Pride and Prejudice is actually really fun, and Saeed is in it.
And Saeed is also in...
Brokeback Mountain.
This week's Lost.
Oh, that's right. So let's find out... I have a pretty good feeling about this Trisha Tanaka character. I think she's going to go pretty far in life.
All right. What do you say we get to it?
Let's get into it.
All right.
Trisha Tanaka is dead.
She still is.
Yep.
It was funny because I was in LA all week and I was watching with my friend James, and he hasn't watched for a while, but...
Was he stopping you with questions all the time?
No.
Who's that?
No, it wasn't a big deal because this episode was pretty, I mean, whatever. The only thing I had to tell him was that Kate and Sawyer did it.
He didn't need to know that.
No.
That's on
but
a need to know
It was
basis.
Funny because it was Hurley standing out in front of the Mr. Klux.
Yeah.
And I told James, I said, he's going to get hit by a meteorite right now.
It's like the second time this year that there's been something like so obviously going to happen, and I'm just sitting there waiting for a character to step out and meet their fate.
And it was funny because he looked at me like, whatever. And then it happened, and he's like, are you serious? I said, I knew it was going to happen. They told us two years ago.
Yeah, they told us that it had been hit by a meteorite, and then the episode title told us that Trisha Tanaka was dead. So when she stepped into that place, I was like, oh, man, this is going to be awesome. And it was. That was totally awesome. Yeah.
And it totally wasn't Trisha Takanawa.
No.
Who is the field reporter on Family Guy.
Yeah. We were wrong last week to say that.
well, yeah, but at least we got the episode title right. At least we got our Lost info correct.
That's right.
Just not our Family Guy info.
We're not a Family Guy podcast.
We're not.
We record that on Sunday nights.
So, how about that episode?
I really liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
I mean, it didn't do anything to advance the Lost mythology, so to speak, but it was interesting and fun. Mm-hmm. And it's always cool to see Hurley and, you know, put another piece of the puzzle together about who these people are.
Like Cheech.
That's one of my notes.
You know what's funny? I was looking at Cheech's hair lip operation.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, Cheech has a hair lip? How come I never noticed? The dude has a mustache
a
all the
mustache
time.
Giant mustache the rest of his
I've
life.
I've known his whole life as having a mustache.
Yeah,
I don't know about Nash Bridges, but I didn't watch that show.
So Joaquin Phoenix, if you want to grow a giant mustache,
go for it.
Feel free. Mm. It worked for Cheech.
Yeah.
But the note I have about Cheech is, pussy, 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 come on in, pussy lovers.
From dusk till dawn.
Oh, man. He did the. He took off. Left him for 17 years.
Yeah.
Came back. Hey, guys.
They should have made it 18. Wait.
What?
16.
Why? They should have made 16. It one of the numbers.
Yeah.
You left us for 42 years. 108 years.
815 months.
Yeah, that was kind of sad, that part.
I wasn't sad. It was whatever.
What about Roger Workman? Were you sad about him?
God damn, that was freaking hilarious.
When they knocked his block off?
That was...
That later.
When Vincent came traipsing through the island with the arm in his mouth, I'm all, that's awesome.
Well, he had a lucky rabbit's foot.
Yeah, is that a homage to MI3?
I don't remember. Oh,
the rabbit's foot.
That's right. That was the MacGuffin of that movie. Yeah. Maybe.
So now we know that Vincent's still on the island.
Yeah.
As opposed to
possibly
deleted.
On the boat.
Which was seen on like behind the scenes footage of Live Together, Die Alone.
Yeah.
Wait.
No.
What's the season 3 finale?
Season 2 finale is...
Live Together, Die Alone. Live Together, Die Alone.
Yeah. Sure.
The behind-the-scenes stuff showed Vincent board the boat, but you did not see
but
that.
But you didn't see it on screen. On the screen. They were able to reset it.
They're like, oh, let's bring Vincent back. So that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how Roger was driving the V-dub with the key around his wrist.
Dharma.
He was using Dharma.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like some. I know some old cars you could start it and then take the key out.
You know what? That might be the case for VW Bug or VW buses.
Because they're old enough.
I think that's possible.
Okay.
I think that's possible.
Yeah, poor Roger. What an afterlife. Head knocked off. Your arm becomes a chew toy.
Have your face tapped with a beer.
Some dude steal your beer and your car.
It taps you in the face with it.
Yeah. Not cool. Yeah.
But he's a dick.
Here's one of my notes. Everyone is weak. I don't know even what that was in reference to.
I don't think that everyone is weak. A VW bus is pretty tough to lift.
No, I think I meant it in the way that I normally use that term, which is like weak.
Oh, because no one wanted to go
No one wanted
hang
to go get
Hurley's.
A sweet VW bus. That's it. Yeah. I was like,
dude, okay.
Weak.
This is like I popped in on Thursday on the blog spot and I wrote this this thing where it was like my favorite line of the episode was from Paulo. And Hurley comes up, guys, everybody come here. And Paulo goes, is it the others?
That's right.
Just cracked me up.
That's right. Is it the others?
It reminded me of Snakes on the Plane. When the lights go out and someone says, it's the snakes.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite lines. It's the snakes. They turned off the lights.
Yeah, so.
Paulo and doing that belt loop maneuver with Nikki.
But what's with their bra? There's so much of it.
Somebody forgot something.
It's pretty awesome. I like them. I like them more and more every time I see them.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is that when Hurley asked to go on an adventure, Paulo was like, no, I need to get bananas. So now we know why they haven't been hanging out.
Yeah.
Because he's more into hanging out and getting food.
Because he's not as interested in VW buses and beer as he is in bananas.
See? There you go, folks.
What
Nikki
a jerk.
Paulo. I've been here the whole time.
Yeah.
Getting bananas.
He's got different needs.
Yeah. Well, what else does he need if he's got Nikki?
Shit. Good call.
And bananas.
Maybe he's using the banana peels as condoms.
Who wants a mustache ride?
I bought fun.
What else you got? Because Ben, did we already say Ben's taking the notes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hurley was covered in Trisha Tanaka. At one point.
Was he?
He had ash all over his body, and I was like, wow, that's you're just all covered in Trisha Tanaka. You should
gross.
Go home and dust buster some of that off.
I know dust buster. you think you could brush that off your face?
I mean, it's probably was more likely that he's covered in Mr. Klux or in delicious Mr. Klux chicken, but there's got to be some Tanaka in there.
So the next Hurley flashback will have... Hurley giving that dude
Randy the job at the box factory,
yeah,
or the box company.
He was there. He made it. He survived.
Yeah, he totally did.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I mean that's got to be what happens next.
I need to watch this episode again.
Hurley's
I really
got daddy
wanna
issues.
Watch it. Hurley does. That's one of the things I thought about, and I'm glad you wrote that down because I would have totally forgot.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
totally does.
It's a well recurring theme, but I can't blame Hurley.
Oh no way.
Like. Maybe some of the other ones I can say, hey, you're overreacting. Mm-hmm. I can't think of who right now because a lot of their dads are jerks.
Yeah.
But Hurley, that was whack.
I wish I was helping Hurley out in any kind of way during this time of his life because he was handing out stacks of money left and right.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he bought the Mr. Klux and kept on the jerk manager.
Yeah.
And Johnny ran away with Starla.
Yeah.
For all you shippers out there, put that one in a column somewhere.
I think they just decided to cut those two storylines so they didn't have to get DJ Qualls or Girl from Wet Hot America Summer back.
Yeah, which is too bad because
they might come back.
That DJ Qualls is hot. He's the girl from Wet Hot America Summer, right?
He's the new guy.
I know. Here's a good one. I'm going to read this note to you just using all the symbols on it, and you'll try to see if you know what I'm talking about. James Arrow Sawyer, :, Captain Arrow Admiral Piet.
I don't remember the line. Did you watch it twice?
No.
Okay, then...
I still have school.
I know what you mean, but go ahead and...
Kate, within like one sentence, goes from calling Sawyer James to calling him Sawyer.
Okay.
In much in the same way that Darth Vader refers to Captain and then Admiral Piet.
In the same line?
In the same line, yeah. which
I
is
the Untouchables this week. So now I know where that line. I said, "Hey, nice house." I said, "Nice house." I know where that comes from now, and that reminds me of that.
There's a line like that in
there's
like
no. There's like no pause. There should where there should be a pause.
Where there should be. I'm asking for your help. No, I'm begging you.
Yeah.
From episode one.
You
and
know,
then,
James, you're a piece of crap, Sawyer. Yawn.
Also, here's another note I took. So stoked to see Locke and Saeed. Like, they showed up, and I was like, oh, it's Locke and Saeed. And then I was like, wait, I better calm down. I'm making a fool of myself.
They
here.
Were on 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. But it was just for some reason.
They were talking about stuff.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is everybody was back. Everybody
was back.
Everyone's back. They tied up the Island B storyline, like we said last week, and now it's good to go.
Now it's good to go.
And it was and then, great. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah. My other note here says the happy squirrel.
The happy squirrel. Yeah. Explain
like,
to me.
There's like a Simpsons where Homer is getting his tarot cards read.
Oh, yeah.
And she puts down the death card. And he's like, death. And she's like, no, it symbolizes change, a new birth. And he's like, oh, okay. And then she puts down the happy squirrel. And she's like, oh, no. Like, it's the worst card on the tarot deck.
That's funny.
Like, death doesn't always mean death, but sometimes the happy squirrel is bad news.
That's pretty funny.
So, yeah. He went and had his tarot read by a total phony. A total butterface, that well, gypsy.
Well, she might not have been a phony, but she was bribed to...
She was bribed at that point.
It's not like she set up that place just for Hurley to come by. So...
I'm glad you're leaving. I have to turn this place back into a laundromat by four. Lucky Rabbit's Foot. I thought that Roger Workman stuff was very funny.
Yeah. I enjoyed the scene where, because we watch the show and we know all the storylines going on, that you forget who knows what about other people.
Yeah.
So you get like Hurley seeing Sawyer. And you forget that they haven't seen since the dock.
Yeah, and
since they were kneeling,
dude,
with,
you're alive.
Yeah,
and that was a nice moment. That
and
was
even though
was
I
real.
Mean, and it was I think what made it great was the fact that Hurley didn't really care about Jack or Kate being alive at that moment. He was just glad about Sawyer.
Yeah,
that I think it really helped Sawyer out a lot because this whole time Sawyer's been like dumped on and punched and been used and. Got like pity sex,
yeah,
like, all this stuff,
and then at the very end, like she's still worried about Jack,
yeah, and so here you have Sawyer, or here you have Hurley, who's now just he doesn't care. Like he even mentions, like Sawyer says, well, you know, they got Jack, and Hurley says that doesn't matter right now. At least you're okay.
At least you're here, yeah.
So it's
and Hurley's first reaction was honest and real and about Sawyer,
yeah,
and that was cool. And yeah. Then later
and it
on,
definitely sidetracked Sawyer from asking about his porn and
yeah,
you know,
it totally
him.
Did
totally sidetracked him. And then
because Sawyer came back trying to be the badass that he's been the whole time,
yeah,
you know, the loner and purposely distancing himself. But when Hurley did that, and then they had the beer, and he was hanging out with Jin, and he and Jin had a genuine connection now.
Yeah, he's part of the
he's
club.
Like, now he's like a regular guy.
Yeah.
Which
it was
is
cool. Really
cool. Like, just be a real guy on the island. You don't have to, you know, put on a persona the whole time you're there.
Charlie shaved this week.
Yeah.
So we know that he has access to shaving, so there you go.
Which, and
did you analyze his chin this week?
No.
I analyzed his chin this week, and I was like, all right, it looks good.
Is it different?
Oh, it's definitely
it's totally different.
But it looks good. It looks good. I was like, okay, yeah. Now that I know why, it's not bugging me.
Sawyer stepped on a dart.
Ouch.
That's messed up. Of all the things that could have happened from the implosion of the hatch, to have a dart land in your path.
Oops, a dart in your foot.
Exactly. That's all I have for notes. I'm not really good at notes.
What else?
I have one that says, every bite is like delicious chocolatey abandonment. Which is Hurley eating that chocolate bar after his daddy leaves him.
Oh, all right.
It wasn't an Apollo bar. It could have been an Apollo bar.
No, it couldn't have been an Apollo bar because Hurley had never heard of an Apollo bar.
Oh, good call.
That's why I looked for it.
Very good call.
I looked for it. I said, it better not be an Apollo bar because Hurley had never heard of him before.
It was like a Nestle Crunch, but with light blue writing instead of red.
Oh, cookies and cream.
Ooh.
No, I don't
know
what
that is.
No,
it was chocolate.
This is in the 70s. Was it the 70s?
I don't know. How old is Hurley meant to be?
He's about our age.
Is he?
Which is old. 30-something?
And he was like 8 in that
episode? Yeah, so it's probably like early 80s.
Okay.
Probably like 83.
You know what would have helped is if they played some 80s music.
Or if Cheech had his mustache.
Or if Cheech had his mustache.
Then I would know.
That would totally... Because he had a mustache in the 80s.
I hope they have Uncle Chong in the future.
Ryan says that you can count the rings on Cheech's mustache to see how old he is and what year it is.
Do you get this connection?
Okay.
Cheech Marin
is
famous for being a Cheech and Chong who performed a skit that involves Dave not being here, and Hurley has a friend named Dave who wasn't there.
Not there. I think we even talked about Dave's not there. That's awesome, dude.
So there you go, Cheech.
Well done. I didn't even think about that.
Cheech is there, and so he's not Dave.
Do you have any other impressions from this episode?
Yeah. Dude, don't put me on the spot.
It's like so weird.
I couldn't think of any impression to do that we haven't already done.
Do you have any reactions to this episode?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Great.
And I really want to see it again. I think after we're done recording, I'm going to eat my mac and cheese and watch it.
I have like a I know that a lot of
people need to edit this thing, huh?
What?
You want to do that this week?
Sure. No.
Okay, no. All right. I'll take a break between.
I know that a lot of people out there do a lot of work at looking at the details of Lost and figuring out the things.
Which is Darmalar's whole thing, pretty much.
Just let other people do it.
That's why we're named Darmalars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We notice the stupid stuff.
Well,
like a box of cookie named Darmalars.
Exactly. Which I looked for on the shelves this time and I didn't see him.
I was hoping they would mention it.
Where are the Darmalars?
I was so close. God damn it. If they said it, I would have been like, we're right here, motherfuckers. On the internet.
That would show them. But what? I would like to point out that the van was just Dharma. Just said Dharma. But Roger's suit and the beer were all from the Swan.
Okay.
So, not that that's...
Roger Radzinski? Radzinski?
Oh, maybe.
No, because that guy died.
Yeah, but Kelvin said that he had died, that Radzinski died.
Because of the brown stain.
Oh, that's right. Maybe he took a shit on the ceiling and then went drunk driving.
I'm out of here.
You can take your Dharma and this ceiling shit. And Kelvin's just sitting there dumbfounded like, what the fuck? He took the van and the beers and the Three Dog Night.
And there's shit on the ceiling.
And now there's shit on the ceiling?
Oh,
you're fired, Radzinski.
Oh, man.
Well, did you happen to catch what next week's episode is called?
I actually looked it up. That's the one duty I did this week, guys.
Because that's the one duty I
did. I'm very excited about this title because it's all about me. All
right. Well,
and Seth.
Can we wrap it up for this episode?
Yeah, let's go. Wrap it up.
Okay. Well, that was it, guys. I hope you enjoyed it.
Have a good week.
And we'll
go to the next segment.
Next week on Lost.
The TV show.
The TV show.
What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up next week?
I looked
week?
It up, dude. You want to take any guess? It's about me. It's called Enter 77. That's the year I entered.
Oh, that's actually also the year you exited.
Ooh, awesome. I live to be 100.
Enter 77?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? From what I saw from the promo, I know that there's maybe computers.
Yeah, and Locke is inputting shit, and so maybe there's the dude with the eye patch.
Yeah, yeah.
And explosions, maybe. Did I see explosions?
In the videos, chess.
But you know what? I was bummed because it wasn't battle chess.
That one where like they would whip out a sword and kill each other.
That's how I learned how to play chess.
With battle chess?
Yeah.
Were you disappointed when you played regular chess on a board?
No, because it's in my mind. It's an epic struggle.
That must help, actually.
It looks like a good episode.
It's an adventure.
A,
like back to the the Lost mythology and an adventure. Do you think it's going to be a Locke episode? Yeah, Ryan says yeah.
I have no idea. I didn't even look it up. I don't know.
They'll maybe find another hatch.
Who haven't we seen this year yet? Saeed?
We haven't seen Saeed.
And Saeed was in there somewhere doing stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Maybe it's Saeed.
And it sounds like the voice of Marvin Candle is back.
I didn't notice.
He says something about to contact the outside world.
Would be
press
bad.
Enter 77. I don't know, something like that.
So Enter 77.
I'm stoked because with this week's episode, the fun and lighthearted, and then next week's episode, a mystery and an adventure. Ooh, a mystery. And then I think I'm the Phantom Menace. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will. It's just so glad that Lost is awesome.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it wasn't that it's not that it wasn't awesome, but I'm just glad that we get to see everybody this week except for Jack. Oh, well, boo-hoo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry we got to see you for 10 weeks straight. But
it's always a Jack episode.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, check it out.
Next week. What do you say? We get to Jimmy.
Yeah, I want to hear what Jimmy had to say about this week.
So much awesome musical stuff going on in this episode.
Now,
I love Hurley's theme. I love music.
Does Cheech have a theme?
Orchestral Three Dog Night. I don't even know what that is, Ryan.
Well, Three Dog Night.
Well, I understand it, but I didn't know where.
You didn't hear it in the episode?
See,
well,
I haven't
heard Jimmy's bit yet because he just sent it to us before we started to record.
Yeah.
So we'll throw it to his capable hands and know that.
There we go.
No, it's going to be interesting. Let's hear what Jimmy and Seattle has to say.
All right, here we go.
Jimmy in Seattle here. Well, that was a fun episode, wasn't it? I thoroughly enjoyed it. Funnily, I spent a great amount of time on the Scott and Steve blog and the Darmalaz blog stating how emphatically I didn't want a fun-filled comic relief. Enjoyable episode, I wanted a really serious one that we could get our teeth into, but I was totally wrong. Just what the doctor ordered, I think. You know, as far as the music went as well, so much is happening in this series all of a sudden. I was a little worried for a while there. We went for about 7 episodes where we basically kept rehashing Kate's theme and a few Jerry Goldsmith references, which were fascinating, I might add. But I was getting scared, but I tell you, the last 2 shows, new themes, new directions, new styles. And we're going to talk about that. In fact, I don't even have enough time to talk about some of the things, so we're going to have to ramp it up. We'll start with the music behind me. Shambhala, Three Dog Night. Popular band in the early 70s, late 60s, and still touring today. I think they'll pull a few extras in the next concert based on the use here. It's been very popular. Now, the episode Trisha Tanaka is Dead was a Hurley-centric episode. But if you listen to the music back, a few episodes back in the one called Further Instructions, I'll just have a listen to the music.
Not a bad speech. Got hit with, you know. Deja vu.
Okay.
Well, when that wears off, can you get bandages from the kitchen?
Now, I had quite a lot to say about this back in our Darmalaz Further Instructions episode. It turned out half of what I said was complete rubbish. I actually thought it was a Desmond-centric theme. It turned out I had the wrong guy.
We're going to have to put that on hold for a little while, because I got to go to Vegas. You know, I got some work out there.
What about the road trip?
Well, the Grand Canyon will still be there when I get back, little dude. Hey, I got something for you.
I'm not supposed to, Mom says.
Live a little, Hugo. It's just a candy bar, okay? All right, I'll be back before you know it, all right? Hold on the fort, you're my man, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more in the forefront this time round, but it is certainly a Hurley-centric theme. And of course, it's very faint and very subtle, but it's in the next scene here.
If I wasn't so fat, they never would have died.
Of course, this is season two, Dave.
There were 23 people on that deck. It was built to hold 8, and it would have collapsed whether you went out there or not.
Yeah, but I did walk out there. And it did collapse.
It's quite beautiful, isn't it, really?
I killed him.
It was an accident.
That was my fault.
That's a rather, you know, as mentioned back in the Further Instructions episode that we did, it's a rather nice, simplistic piece of music, really. And while we're on the subject of simplicity, here's a track from the Season 2 soundtrack called Hurley's Handouts. Once again, just a simple repeating pattern of chords, nice bit of strumming in the background. Really suited the scene and the character. And this is, at this point everyone associates this music with Hurley.
The others take the bags off our heads and we're like on the other side of the island. And they take Jack, Kate, and Sawyer someplace and they send me back to warn everyone to stay away, which I did. And now everyone's freaked out with them gone and what happened to Echo.
See, and here's the same piece of music again.
They're all scared.
Except this time it's been stripped right back and we just got a piano slower.
And I'm scared.
And a totally different use for it.
But then I've been scared most of my time here anyway.
It was a great episode. It was sad, it was happy, it had a lot in it.
Except when I'm with you. I miss you, Libby.
There we are. Is it Hurley-centric? Looking that way, but we'll see.
Dude, Roger was on a beer run.
Now, last week, we talked about incidental music in the background. Check this out.
Anya, Anya.
You should check the goal.
Oh, you want to take Roger out?
Then, 바로 세워자.
And turn over. Cool. I understand.
This is interesting stuff. Giacchino's gone electronic on us.
Okay. On three. One. Two. Why did he say don't come back?
He sacrificed himself so we could escape. Probably didn't want it to be for nothing.
Hurley told us they released Michael and Walt.
Yep. He gave Michael a boat. He took off and never looked back.
Do you see any other boats?
No, but something tells me they didn't give away their only one.
So they can leave the island.
I don't know, John.
This zoo where they
plenty of exposition.
Is that where they live?
Also, fake bubbles
we see
added
one
in.
One of them, a kid named Carl. He said that they live on this island. He could have taken us there, but Sawyer let him go.
Why?
You're
check
gonna
out
have
the
to ask.
The Herman-esque violins.
Kate, where are you going?
I don't care what Jack said.
Very Bernard Herman in the background.
They've
there.
Got him, and we have to get him back. I owe him that. So I'm going to get help.
Interesting to see if Giacchino goes this way a lot more with the electronic sounds pacing, the sort of percussive. It's almost a replacement for earlier tracks such as A Final Countdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny, really, because I've actually got about four more things I want to talk about, but I just don't have time. The segment isn't that long, so maybe later. But thanks again for listening, and it was nice to have a good episode, and next week looks particularly interesting, so we get to see the guy with the eye patch. Jacob, we're guessing, but probably not. Maybe this guy has a theme of his own, we'll see. There's so many new themes coming out, and old recurrences. Anyway, this is Jimmy in Seattle on behalf of the Darmalars, wishing you well for the coming week. Hope you're all well. Spring's on its way. Be good. Namaste.
All right, thank you, Jimmy.
Very much.
Yeah, namaste. Back to you, buddy.
So, this week on Lost, we already did that one.
Yeah, we're... You're always making it. Maybe on opposite week, you forget the format.
I know, man. I am toast right now.
I know, but we're done.
This is our very first Darmlars episode. Remember the one we did at 9 a.m?
Yeah.
I feel worse than that one right now.
I was
so
on fire
tired.
That morning.
I was tired that morning.
I had plenty of coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, that's what's bringing you down right now.
So, but anyway, coming up this week, I have no plans for the weekend.
I do.
I think I'm going to see Zodiac with Stevie in the morning.
Ooh.
Because I haven't seen Stevie. I've seen her for like maybe 5 minutes right now.
And she gave
I haven't
you food.
Seen her since Monday.
Oh, that's
so
right.
We're going to go out tomorrow morning and maybe get some breakfast and go see Zodiac. A very romantic,
yeah,
light romantic comedy.
I'm hoping to see Zodiac, 23, Black Snake Moan, and Ghost Rider.
This weekend?
Some of those this weekend.
Go for it, dude.
Yeah. And Saturday night, I'm going to go see the Dropkick Murphys.
Awesome. They're
like an Irish themed punk band.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be fun. And then that's it. That's all I have on the horizon for this weekend is that. Oh, and my birthday dinner with my parents.
Ooh, awesome. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed for your special, hopefully your present.
Hopefully. But even if not, I'm gonna get it for myself.
Okay.
A Nintendo console.
There you go.
Now GameCube.
You can make all your Lost dudes.
I can make Lost dudes. The world will be my oyster.
I'm going to make a Jimmy.
Do they have
them? I'm going to make a Lost Initiative
make
girls.
A Jimmy. Yeah, make an Amy.
And I'll make a Kim.
And then we can have them be friends and talk to each other in the parade.
Yeah.
Do they have Wiis now? Can I find one?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah?
You might be able to.
What about controllers? What about nunchucks? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, good.
Or you could just send them to us if you guys want. You guys
show. Send me a couple of Wiis. You know,
donations. Send us like 15 Wiis.
But if send us like 15 Wiis, he says. But if you do want to send us something, you can also send us an email.
Send us an email
using the electronic internet. We have an email address. It's darmalars@gmail.com. And if you found this podcast, you know how to spell darmalars.
Yes, that's true.
It's on your screen right now.
Right now.
And
if you don't even want to listen to us anymore, just pause it and stare at the screen.
Stare at the screen and look at our logo. Also, feel free to call the Dharma line, which is we take all phone calls and we put most of them up at the end of the show for a little segment that's a tribute to
the transmission.
And it's called You All Everybody, where we want to hear what you have to think about Lost, what you have to say about the world or our show. Feedback's always important. So it's 206-338-4261.
Visit our MySpace page, be our friend. It's really easy. Just go to myspace.com/darmalars.
I accepted everyone.
Did you accept everyone?
I did, and I gave them little notes too.
I just accepted 5 guys today when I got home.
See, and I
like so.
Yeah, and I saw you doing that, and I was like, "Shit, he's gonna think I've been slacking off." Those 5 guys came today.
Okay.
I swear to you.
Those 5 guys
on you came all over you,
Grody. DarmalarsPodcast.blogspot.com.
That's where we hang out and chat and write some threads about copper tone ads.
And if you see any of the Darmalar logos up there on the Blogspot this week,
it's probably from me.
That's from Ben.
Because I didn't know that if I was logged into the Gmail on a separate window, I'd be posting as Darmalars.
So I don't know if I vouch for everything that was said. I heard that there's some Donkey Punch action going on.
I did reference the Donkey Punch. We talked about the Stranger last week and the Donkey Punch this week. What's next week?
The White
Bismarck
Cloud.
Shocker.
Yeah. So anyway.
And you know what we haven't talked about in a while is the Frapper map.
We haven't.
If you're listening, go to Frapper. That's frappr.com/Darmalars. And put a pin in the map so we can know where all our listeners are from.
Yeah. Go get a Nikki and Paulo fan club button.
Ralph found that on
cafepress.com/Darmalars.
All right.
I need to get some of those.
You need to get some food.
I need to get out of here and sleep.
Do you have a movie to go out on this week?
I have nothing.
Let's have you go out on Batman, the 89,
dude.
1989. That's a good year for movies, by the way.
Okay, this is going to be good.
You got one for Batman, 1989?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'd like to thank Ryan on the microphone. I'm on the microphone. On the microphone, I'd like to thank Ryan on the headphones. I'd like to thank Seattle Jimmy from the frozen north. And I'll talk to you all next week. Hasta la vista.
Take it easy, guys. Have a good weekend. And you are my number one guy. And you all, everybody.
Hello, is this Lars? I thought this was Lars' number. I was just calling Lars to tell him that I really liked watching Lost, and it was super. So tell Lars I said hello.
Hey guys, this is Ryan in Minneapolis. I just called. Say, Ralph, Ben, Jimmy, you guys kick fucking ass. Fuck the 60s. Let's get it to fucking number one, okay? I know we can do it. Let's just fuck all the other guys. Anyway, I just wanted to say I really appreciate the music segment by Jimmy. I thought the score at the end of last week's episode was awesome. But just the whole having to see Alex and Carl just looking so damn lame. I hate them. I hate both of them. I think they need to die. Yes, run them over with the VW bus. So I really appreciate your guys' podcast. It's fucking selling a lot right now. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Hey, Darmalars, you guys are stupid. This is Ben from Fullerton.
And Ralph from Anaheim. You guys suck ass.
Yeah, you guys aren't as good as the Lost Initiative podcast with Amy and Kimberly.
Yeah, because you're not as hot as them, and you don't have as good pictures as they do.
And especially Ryan.
And even if Stevie were listening, she'd know that you guys weren't as hot as the Lost Initiative.
That's true. I mean, you know, hey, I mean, what are you going to do? This podcast is probably not as good as the other ones.
That's right, but I'll keep listening because you're awesome.
Yeah, you guys are stupid.
And stupidly awesome.
Awesome.
Hey guys, zero time watcher, many times caller. Just wanted to say that I really do not like the Isabel character, mainly because she's very acted poorly. I don't know why. She's a robot. She's not acting, period. She's trying too hard and she sucks, and I think they should get rid of her. The sooner they kill her off, the better. Bye.
Hey fellas, it's Jared from Omaha, and dudes, I have a VW bus, and if you guys have any idea on how I can get like a wheel cover with your logo, with the Dharma logo, with the Darmalars symbol on it, whether it's a wheel cover or some sort of sticker, but I don't have the time to research it, but if you guys have any resources or if you could play this for your listeners, and if anybody knows how I can get a wheel cover with your logo on it, I'd love to put it on there. Anyway, love the podcast. You guys fucking rock. Jimmy out in Seattle, man, you know, you rock too, dude. I love every single podcast. I look forward to it every week. And that's it. Peace.
Well, I have to admit that was actually my favorite episode of them all.